This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Vonnie joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Kennedy. Thanks for having me on.
Of course.
So you founded You Hold the Light. I want to talk about this, but it was founded because you're actually a two-time cancer survivor. My God, that's incredible.
Yeah, it's not a feat I'm proud of, but I'm so happy to be here. I had cancer twice within the past 6 years and probably been through it all with, you know, the surgeries, the radiation, the chemo, the treatment. Mm. And I had it as an adult, and I know the toll it takes on your body. So it really led to You Hold the Light, if you'd like me to tell you about that right now.
Please do.
Great. So my daughter and I founded You Hold the Light, and we did it for the sole purpose of raising money to give to organizations that serve children with cancer. Having known what it did to my body and what it did to my emotional state and my family, my daughter she's 13 now, so the first time she was around 6 or 7, so she's seen it all. Knowing what it does to, you know, the family, the body, just your zest for life, We decided to start a business where we make handmade products, different types of candles, including crystal healing candles. Jasmine herself has a whole line of slimes that children love to play with. We have art, and we just started a new line of zipper bags that come out, wristlet bags. And we donate 20% of all of our profits to organizations that serve children. So last year, we donated to the Boston Children's Child Life Services, and this year we donate to St. Jude's, as well as an organization up here on the North Shore called Lucy's Love Bus, and they provide integrative therapies and activities for children with cancer and their families, and that is really the sole mission of this business.
What's it like working with your daughter in something this important?
You know, she has really taken this on. She knows the importance of it, and she is truly enjoying not only making the products, but getting out in front of people to tell the story. And it makes me so proud of her. I've always been proud of her, but this is just above and beyond. And she fully supports everything that we do. And I have to tell you, it's so fun just spending the time with her all the time,
right,
when I can take her on the weekends with me. Whereas, you know, everybody's busy with work and school and activities during the weekdays. And just that great time to spend with her as well.
Most people after a battle with cancer, and you've had two, they just beat cancer and then they heal and spend time with their family and go on with their life. Why was it important for you to do this and try to give back in another way?
Well, I'll tell you, the first time I thought it was a fluke, and the second time I thought, whoa, there's a larger message for me out there that I should be doing something else. And I think this message was to give back, and there's a way to do it, and for me, it was to focus on the kids, because I just don't want them to have to go through this, and if they have to, what can we do to make this better for themselves, better for them, their families, their siblings, you know, bring some joy into a situation that's really anxious and sad and scary. And so that second one came about, and I said, you know what, I need to shift my priorities and really think about how I can give back. And this is how it came about.
I'm actually holding a few of your products in my hand. I have the hot cocoa hand-poured soy wax candle, which smells fantastic. Mm. There's also an adorable wax candle that's a couple of puppies.
Yeah.
Puppy candles, Dan.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
Right? I'm also holding the wristlet, which is really nice. And so, you know, how you sell these things, there's a couple of ways that you're doing this. So you can go to their website, youholdthelight.com, youholdthelight.com. And then I'm sure you're doing pop-ups everywhere, correct? Where can people come find you if they want to shop you somewhere?
We do. Thanks for that. The last one we have is this Saturday at Keith Tech in Framingham. We did a whole slew of them for the holidays, and this one is Saturday from 9 to 3 over at Keith Tech.
And again, if you want to find them, it's youholdthelight.com, youholdthelight.com, and 20% of the profits from each sale save children with cancer.
That's incredible.
That is just, that speaks volumes to who you are.
So fill up your stockings for your friends and families and do good for others. Perfection. It's what the Good Vibe Tribe is all about.
It's true. Phoenix, great present.
Vonnie, what is your daughter's name again? I missed it.
Her name is Jasmine.
Jasmine. All right. Well, Vonnie, you and Jasmine are officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woo!
I'm very excited. Thank you so much. We really appreciate this.
YouHoldTheLight.com, or you can text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234. It's nice to talk to you, Vonnie. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. You too.
Bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now, 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.